USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions. The White House working with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to get an economic stimulus plan passed and get money in hardworking Americans' hands. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
"We look forward to having bipartisan support to pass this legislation very quickly."
The number of people who have died in the United States from the coronavirus is now topping 100, and cases have now been confirmed in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
The bumpy ride on Wall Street and your 401ks continue, with the Dow closing up 1,049 points to close at 21,237. Places continuing to close across the country to limit the coronavirus threat, including movie theaters. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
AMC Theaters closing all of their locations for 6 to 12 weeks, the chain announcing that decision after governors of at least a dozen states ordered theaters to close anyway, and the CDC issued strict guidelines limiting public gatherings. AMC is the biggest theater circuit in the nation. It was hoping to stay open by limiting theaters to 50% of their normal capacity, but once the CDC cut its recommended limit on gatherings to just 10 people, they made the shutdown decision. It affects all 634 AMC theaters across the United States.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus pandemic, Jerry Jorgensen contracted coronavirus on a cruise ship. Now, she was quarantined for 2 weeks, but has since recovered and is sharing her story as a way of reassuring people that things will get better. She joins Fox News and shares how she's doing.
I feel great. I have felt great the whole time.
Okay, so take us through your story. What did you experience?
As soon as I tested negative on the cruise ship, we were kind of surprised that it was me and not my husband, because he's on immunosuppressant drugs for a double kidney. He's had two kidney transplants. So they took me by ambulance up to Fukushima, where I was in quarantine in the Japanese hospital for 2 weeks until I got two negative results. I get that we are in the unknown, and maybe I can just share my experience on how incredibly healthy I did. Pilates every day in Fukushima. I mean, I just had so much energy. I felt great. And I've got kids right now throughout the country that are battling the flu, yeah, and are sicker than dogs and achy and coughing. And they said, "I wish I had the coronavirus." And I said, "Well, you know, because I've had no symptoms, yeah, I just had to go through the quarantine." So my experience is it wasn't even like a cold.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.